Word building. Development of word building skills is the second most important part of learning medical terminology. Developing proficiency in word building with medical terms will help you develop the visual and auditory skills you need to decode and spell words. In this book, there are frequent opportunities to word build, to construct and then deconstruct medical terms to decode them. These opportunities improve your ability to see how word parts work together. Increasingly, you are asked to not only recognize the word part, but to attend to how it influences meaning in complex, multi-part words. Decoding plays a central role in word recognition and word building. Decoding skills allow us to locate the root word or its combining form, and then process the other word parts. With this approach, we are able to discover word meaning. Decoding can also be referred to as deconstructing, deciphering, and interpreting. There are four important steps when approaching a word and deconstructing it to find its meaning. For example, take the word osteoarthritis. First step, find the root or roots. They are osteo and arthur. Decode or decipher the roots. Osteo meaning bone and arthur meaning joint. Second step, look for a prefix. Is there one? In this case, no. Third step, look for a suffix. Is there one? Yes, in this case, there is a suffix, itis, decoded. It means inflammation. Fourth step, decode the word in its entirety. Bone plus joint plus inflammation means inflammation of both the bone and joint. Let's attempt the reverse and build a word using the same four steps. Here are the word parts. All, peri, orbit. First step, find the root and decode it. The root is orbit, meaning circle, and we know from chapter 4 it is most frequently used to refer to the eye socket. Second step, find a prefix and decode it. It's peri, meaning around. Third step, find a suffix and decode it. Yes, it's al, meaning pertaining to. Fourth step, decode the word in its entirety. Around plus eye socket plus pertaining to forms an adjective describing something around the eye. Word building also includes awareness of complex or multisyllabic words. Syllables are chains of word parts. At first, you might think that a long medical term is going to prove difficult to read and understand. But once you've mastered word building skills, this task gets easier and easier until it seems natural for you. Let's talk just for a moment about syllables. Recall that a syllable is a piece of a spoken word that is broken down by sound. It's not a word part per se, and it's only really important in speaking and reading. It's helpful to remember that every syllable has at least one vowel sound. You will find ample help recognizing and working with syllables and multisyllabic words in the pronunciation exercises in the text and audio resources found online at medicallanguagelab.com. Working with syllables is a skill that comes after you are able to automatically decode words and understand how they are built. In summary, word building skills are extremely important when learning a language, when learning medical terminology. Understanding how words are constructed and then pronounced is essential to comprehension and good communication.